Okay, good morning, Rebosa. Coming to you from my sukkah on my porch in Harnof at about 11:15 at night. So if there's noise from the kids who are running around, parties are going pretty late out here. But either way, we'll try. Hopefully there won't be too much background noise. And today we'll try and do Erev and Daf Nun Zayin. Now we're still in the middle of this admittedly difficult geometry stuff, which I don't necessarily get. But we had said in a Braisa, the Braisa had said that if you look a little bit higher on Vamim Beis, so it says Tanya, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Tchum Ari Levim Al Payam Amo, right? It says that the outside of the Ari Levia was 2,000 Amos, and Semehen Elef Amo Megrash, and the Pasuk says that you get 1,000 Amos out of those 2,000 Amos is an open space, and they're not allowed to plant anything there. And it's a Migrash Revia. And then it said that you find that the Migrash, which is the open area, is 1/4 of the outer space. Now, the Gemara had said, well, obviously, if you give 2,000 Amos outside the city as the area outside of the Ari Levia, and you need 1,000 Amos as the Migrash, as the open space that you're not allowed to plant anything in, so that's not a fourth, that's a half. So we had done some I guess mathematical gymnastics, which I did not fully grasp to admit, to tell the truth. But we had a couple answers of how that works. So Rava had given an answer that worked, that it ended up being getting into 1/4. And Abaye here, we're going to have three more answers, and Abaye is one of them. That's where we're starting from. From Abaye, so we're three lines up on the bottom on Nun Vav Amud Beis. Abaye says like this: Abaye Amar Mishkachas LaNami B'Masi DeHavi Alpha BeAlpha. Right, Rava had suggested that the city is 2,000 Amos by 2,000 Amos. Rava says no, the city could also be 1,000 Amos by 1,000 Amos. And if that's the case, what's the situation? So Tchumim Kamahavi, how much square space? How many square Amos are there in the Tchum outside of a 1,000 by 1,000 Amos city? So again, if you're making 8 boxes around the city, we had said that you make 8 square boxes of 2,000 Amos, 1,000 Amos here, by 2,000 Amos. So you would get 8, meaning you have, there are 8 squares around the city, but there are 4 rectangles. Again, if you measure the Tchum Shabbos being 2,000 Amos away from the edge of the city, so if the city is 1,000 by 1,000, so each face of the city is 1,000 Amos, so 2,000 Amos from there, right, if you can imagine like a cross, really, with the city in the middle, and you have 2,000 Amos going out to the right, going up, going right, going down, you can almost have an even cross, meaning not a cross like, from Christians, but an even cross, the Swiss flag or whatever. So that will be 4 spaces of 1,000 by 2,000 Amos outside the city, right? 1 north, 1 east, 1 south, 1 west. So that's 8,000, that's 8 million square Amos. I mean, 1,000 by 2,000, again, that's, if you multiply it, it's 8 million square Amos. So Kronos Kamahave, how much is in the corners, however? In the corners of this city, so you have 2,000 by 2,000, again, because it's 2,000 up and 2,000 to the right. So each corner square is Shitzar, is 16 million square Amos, because each one is 2 by 2, so that's, you get to 16 million. Again, with the math. Dal arba de tchumim ve'arba de kronos. If you take out 4 million square Amos for the tchum, right, for the open area for the migrash, and 4 million square Amos for the corners, for the open area, so kamehave, so therefore how much, meaning, because again, you're going around, right, you're going around to take, you get to take out 4 million from the tchum areas and 4 million from the corners, from each, meaning that literally, that just means each section, take out 4 million, so Kamahavi Timni, so that's 8. So Kamahavi says, well, if you have 8 million square Amos, right, that's a third, right? Again, we're talking about an area that has 24 million square Amos. Right? And you're telling me that the Migrash is 8 million square Amos, so that's a third. So Kamahavi says, my self is Berivu Kamar, so we give the kind of the same answer that we said by Rava. Right? No, the city is not a square. The city is Bigula Kamar. The city is a circle. And therefore, is a common Ruba yes or no? Igor, how much more extra space in a square is there outside of a circle? Revia. It's a fourth. Again, we had said that if you have a circular city, so you square off the city limits, and then you start counting the tchum. So how much extra space is there in the corners when you square off a circle? So a fourth of the space. So therefore, dal revia, then you take off a fourth, pasha l'si shisa. When you take off a fourth of the 8 million square amos, and then you're left with 6. And shisa, v'shisa, me'esrim v'arba riva havi. And then, again, 6 out of 24 million going to be 1/4. Okay, another way, again, 100%, I do not understand this, but definitely Kedai Lechazer, like we had said, we suggested yesterday, that someone wants to ask Rav Chaim, right, should you even learn these Gemaras with the astrology and the math and stuff like that? It's not really, you know, the Maisa. And he said, no, yeah, learn them and learn them again and learn them again, because the first time you learn it, fine, you may not get it, but at least that's the basis for the 10th, 15th, 20th, 80th time that you learn it, so right, you'll have a better understanding. Okay, Vaiter. So Ravina gives a third answer, and this is totally not related to Rava and Abaye. Ravina said, "My Ravia." He says, "We're going to reinterpret. What does it mean that it's a fourth? That when we said that the Migrash, the open space outside the Ari Levia, is 1,000 amos, and out of the 2,000 amos outside of the Ari Levia, it's 1/4 of 2,000. So we're like, well, what do you mean? That's not 1/4. That's 1/2. So Ravina says, no, you have to reinterpret. What does it mean 1/4? Revia de Trumim, it's 1/4 of the Trum, meaning of the without the corners. Meaning we had said, oh yeah, because we have 8 squares that encircle the city that we're going to measure the Trum. Well, so yeah, so Ravina says, why are you measuring the corners? Right? When it says that it's 1/4, that it's a Revia of the space, it's only referring to the space directly outside of the city, not including the corners. So then that already makes sense, because you have what's it called? You only have in a city that's 2x2, so you have 4,000. I guess it's 4 spaces of 1,000 by 2,000 amos. That's the Migrash, and that is 1/4 of the entire space. When you add the corner and you add the extra tchum, that is going to get to 1/4. Meaning it's 8 million, it's 6 million out of, well, I'm not sure exactly the math, but Lamaisa, it's going to be 1/4. Ravashi says, my Revia, what's a fourth? He explains the opposite, meaning not that you take out the corners, but you only count the corners, Revia de Kronos, meaning that the space, the Migrash, outside of the city, is 1/4 if you're going to measure only the corners. Because he holds that only the corners are left with open spaces. So therefore, again, that's just, we hadn't had that halacha before, right? That's Ravashi's finish, that he held that the Migrash outside the Ari Levia, you wouldn't leave the Migrash right outside the regular city limits, but you'd only leave them on the corners, so therefore that would be 1/4 of the area. Amrali Ravina Ravashi, ha saviv ksiv, ay, what do you mean you leave the open spaces outside the Ari Levia on the corners? Pasuk says you should leave the open spaces saviv, around the city. So Ravashi says, yeah, my saviv, what does saviv mean? Saviv the Kronos. Yeah, around, by putting them in the corners. And he has a great proof. I was thinking, oh, come on, saviv definitely means all the way around. He says, a great proof. He says, dilo temach, because if you don't tell me that saviv means the corners, we have another pasuk where the word saviv means the corners. And I had never noticed it before I saw this Gemara. Pasuk says, by a korban ola, right, gabi ola dechtiv, v'zarku b'nei adam, v'zarku b'nei aron es adam, al hamizbeach saviv. Right, they sprinkle the blood of the korban ola saviv all around the mizbeach. Right, zachayami saviv mamish. Do they really sprinkle it all the way around? No, they sprinkle it on the corners. They sprinkle it on the mizbeach. Had a couple of corners. Had 4 corners all around. That's where the blood of the korban ola goes. So saviv elamai saviv saviv the kronos. Zachayami my saviv saviv the kronos. So we see another case where saviv means the corners. So too over here, that's what it means. I thought that was great, great shot. I never noticed that, but yeah, it says saviv all the way around, right? It's only referring to the corners of the mizbeach. Okay. Amar le Rav Chavila mechozna le Rav Ashi, b'hai ika morsha de karnasa. What about the extension of the corner? Okay, yeah. So this is also some more The next part is something I totally didn't get. But either way, again, I apologize. Even with listening to Rav Aryeh Leibowitz and listening to Rabbi Rosner and listening to reading the Art Scroll and reading the Masifta. So again, sometimes if your brain just doesn't work in math, so sometimes it's hard. But okay, like you said, we learn it once, we learn it twice, we learn it five times, we learn it 100 times, and hopefully at some point it sinks in. Either way, so I'm a Rav Chaviva Mechosna, Rav Ashi, excuse me. Va'ika Morsha the Karnasa, right? You have the extension from the corner, which goes, makes it less than 1,000 amos. So how could you say, right? Meaning, you're going to reduce the size. Meaning, so again, what was the? This is going back on Abaye and Rava, who said that there was with the round city, meaning the extra migrash was 1/4, and it was a circle around the city. So how does that work? Because you have the extension. Again, when you square off the migrash, you're going to lose space, and the math is not going to work out. So Gemara says, "Masi igula," when I was talking about a city that's round. But like I just said, didn't they square off the tchon? So he said, no. Meaning, yes, in a chenami, halachically, when we start measuring the tchum, Rav Ashi said back to him, yeah, when you start measuring the tchum, so you do it from a place that's squared off. But the city itself is not actually squared off. So if you're telling me what the open spaces around the city, and it's going to be 1/4 of etc. and all the math. So we're not going to talk. We're not talking halachic math. We're talking actual math. So you can't tell me that just because you halachically squared off the tchum, that means you're going to cut into all the mathematics of how of where the open space and how much of the open space was. Okay. And this is the last part that I really didn't chop whatsoever. Amalei Rav Chanilei Michos, another Rav Ashi. He said, Mechti. Let's do the calculations here. Kama Meruva Yeser Mi Eagle. How much more, again, if you have a circle and you square it off using the edges of the circle, right, adding the corners, how much more space do you get? You get Revia. You get 1/4. Right? But, Hani Timni Mea. Do you really get 800 extra amos? Again, we had said in a case where it's 2,000 amos, so when you extend it to the corner, from the corner of a 2,000 amos wide circle, you get 2,800 amos. Do you really get 2,800 amos? So Gemara says, Shis mea v'shisinu shva nechi tilsahavi. No, that if you do the math, it's only 666 and 2/3 amos. Now, again, if anybody who knows maybe high school trig or algebra or whatever, probably not algebra, but geometry or calculus, probably could probably tell you how you get from 666 and 2/3 with the math here, but I have no idea. Okay, either way, so Rav Ashi said back to him, so Hani Mili Bigula Migu Ribua. That's the measurement when you have a circle inside of a square. Avo Balach Sonia, but if you have a diagonal, then you need more. Then there's more space. Then you require more space. I'm not sure why. Damar Mar, as Mar said, kol amsa berivua, amsa tre chumshe ba'alach sonia. Anytime you have an ama of a square, that you'll get an ama and 2/5 on the diagonal. Again, I apologize, but not my strong suit. Okay. Either way, Viter, next Mishnah. Let's get off of this brisa. Says the Halakha Mishnah. So now, we had said before, we had mentioned, we referenced, that if they're between the cities, there is open space that's less than a karpaif, so we're going to be able to combine the cities. Now, this Mishnah, and therefore judge the Tchum Shabbos from the outer borders of both cities. Now, this Mishnah is going to kind of clarify that and sharpen that a little bit. So the Gemara says like this. The Mishnah says like this. Nosin karpaif le'ir, divrei Rabbi Meir. That we give a city a karpaif, meaning a karpaif, we had said, what's the size of a karpaif? But it was, if you remember, it was 70 and 2/3 square amos. Anything bigger than that was a base asayim, as we referred to before. So anything bigger than that was going to mess up an eruv. But again, this is not actually a halachic karpaif, but it's just the same size, so they kind of mention it over here. They use the same terminology. So either way, we give this a city. When you start measuring the tchum, when you give the city an extra 70 and 2/3 amos, according to Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say, Lo Amru Karpe Fela Bein Shtei Ayaros. This halacha of giving the city an extra 70 plus amos and only between two cities, or you're trying to combine the two. If each city has 70 plus amos, meaning, i.e., total of 141 and a third amos, so then osa karpef es shtehem lios echad. Then again, we combine the two, right, when we say that this is considered to be a karpef, and we combine the two cities and measure the tchum from the outside of both cities. So too, if there are three cities, or really, kfarim is a village, so they have three villages back to back to back, if you have, again, this 141, the third amos, between the middle on the right and the middle on the left, so then so the middle one will combine all three cities to or all three villages to be one city. So the Gemara says, okay, what's going on over here? What's this halacha? Where'd you get it from? How do you know this halacha? So the pasuk says, Mikir ha'ir v'chutza. Right, then from the wall of the city and out, Amra Torah tein chutza ve'achakach medod. Right, this Torah says, give it some outside, meaning give it some extra space outside, ve'achakach medod, and then you should start measuring the tchum shavus. Okay, that seems to be a pretty good proof. So what's the chacham shita? So the Gemara actually doesn't do that. Saw it in Rashi. Where is it? I thought I saw it in Rashi, but the Chacham would say no. Again, I don't see it right here in Rashi. I guess not. I'm not sure where I saw it, but the Chacham would say no. What does the pasuk say? Mikir ha'ir v'chutza. Mikir ha'ir. You measure from the wall of the city. Right? Yes, it says v'chutza, but that's talking about presumably according to the Rabbanan, right, where you're measuring the tchum. But you start measuring the tchum. It seems to be very clear from the kir, from the wall of the city, and you don't add an extra 70 plus amos. Okay. Itmar was said, Ravuna said, Nosin karpef lezu, the karpef lezu, that you give a karpef for both of them. Meaning, again, like we said in the Mishnah, that, again, this is talking about the Chachamim's Shita. What's the Chachamim's Shita? That according to Ravuna, the Chachamim hold that you give each city a karpef, meaning if you have 141 plus amos between the two of them, you combine them. Chiyaba Rav Amar, no, karpef echa the shteyan. No, you only give, if you have 70 plus amos between the two cities, that's going to combine them. But if you have more than that, if you have more than one karpef, then the cities do not combine. Okay, machlokas in terms of what the Rabbanan Shita is. Do you have 140 plus amos? Do you have two karpefios or one karpef? So now let's try and prove it. Tonight we learned in the Mishnah, right? Our Mishnah. The Chacham Omrim lo amru karpef ala bein beis ayaros. Apparently, you only get a karpef between two cities, i.e., one karpef, a karpef. So that seems to prove Chiya Barav. So maybe tiyufta de Rav Huna, maybe that's a tiyufta against Rav Huna, so Amar L'cha Rav Huna, Rav Huna would say, no, my karpef, Torah's karpef. I mean, it doesn't mean that it's telling you the measurement, it means that it's telling you that the halacha exists. That when do you have the halacha, you can only have a halacha of a karpef between two cities, and that's if they have two karpefios between the two of them. Ulo'olam karpefizu, v'karpefizu. And really, you need to have two karpefios, you can have up to two karpefios, up to 141 amos between the cities, and that'll combine. How can I have a mistabra? And it even makes sense. Maybe the Kani Sefer, because the Sefer says, Im yesh lezu ayin ama v'shirayim. The lezu ayin ama v'shirayim, osid karpef l'shteyim. Lios echad, right? Again, the Mishnah says very clearly, if you get 70 here and 70 there, so then that will combine. So shma minah. So that seems to be very clear, like Rav Huna Shita, that the Chachamim hold that you get 70 for each city. So I so let me the Chiyah Barav. So that's, again, the Mishnah, the text seems to be very much against the Chiyah Barav. So I'm going to Chiyah Barav. What are Chiyah Barav? Let's say, no, what's the second part? That part of the Mishnah when it says you get 70 plus 70? How money? That's Rabbi Meir. That's going back to Rabbi Meir. Meaning, according to that, Rabbi Meir gives each city its own carpet. Meaning, according to Rabbi Meir, definitely each city gets some karpef, but the Chachamim are more machareh, and they say, no, you only get one karpef between each, between two cities. So Gemara says, Rabbi Meir, if that's Rabbi Meir, how tiny the ratio? 1 second, the ratio says, those things karpef the ear. Different Rabbi Meir says you give a karpef to one city, right? Rabbi Meir doesn't need to tell me that you give two karpefios to two cities. If you give one to one, obviously that's the same halacha. So when it says tzricha, no, we need both of them. Because if you would have learned from that, meaning from Risha, Avamina Chadachada Vachadatre, the Tarti, meaning you might have thought that no, you'll only ever get one Karpef, 170 Amma area, regardless of whether it's one city or two. It's Kamash Milan, the Tarti, Treya Vinalu. So therefore, you have to tell me in the Seifa that you give two Karpefios for two different cities. And if you would have told me only the second case, you might have thought that you get two karpefios because, well, you have a lot of people using this extra space, and it's going to be a little bit cramped, and it's going to be, you know, you're going to start infringing on people's space, etc. But by the case of one city, so right, again, when you're not dealing with a case where you have too many people going back and forth, so maybe you would only get one karpef, or maybe you wouldn't get a karpef at all. Right, so therefore, tzricha, therefore, you needed to tell me the Reisha and the Sefer. So that's how Chiyur Barav would read the Mishnah, that the second part at the end, right after the Chacham Shita, is really Rabbi Meir talking. Okay. Tanakh, we learned in the Mishnah. Again, to try and to figure out what the deal is in the Chacham Shita. Bechein Shlosha Kfarim Amishuloshim, right? The last part of the Mishnah. You have three cities that are across, right, that are lined up. Mesh Bein Shnei Achitzonim. If you have between the two outer ones, right, 141 amos and a third, right? So then apparently you combine all three of them to become one. Again, if you're right, if the space between B and C and B and A, so then you're good. So the time of the game, so the Gemara says, that's only if there's a city in the middle. Right? But if there's no city in the middle, so they wouldn't combine, even though you do have less than 141 amos. That's the tzif to the Rav Huna. That's a tzif against Rav Huna, who says that the Chachamim hold that you get up to two karpefios, 141 plus amos, and then you combine the cities. Some of the Rav Huna, said, no, Hoyt Mar Allah, what is said about this? Amar Rav Baravidi, Amar Vachinina, lo mushulash mamish. No, it's a different case. It's not a case where the cities are literally lined up, 1-1-1. Elo Rowan Kol She'ilu Matel and Tzai Beinehem V'yehem Shulashim. Right, we view it as if the middle one is in between. What does that mean? Meaning, if you have cities lined up in almost like a triangle. Yeah, if you can imagine a triangle, you have two cities on the bottom and one city at the third point. We view the third city as if it's between the first two, and then if it has less than 141 plus amos, then we combine them. So the Gemara says, "V'ein bein zeh lezeh kuf mem ama ve'achaz u'shlish zeh osen tzoi es shloshtan leos echad." Right, again, if it's less than that amount, so then the third city will combine the three cities. We will view them all as one city in terms of tchum. Okay, so that's an interesting way of understanding it, but that's how he explains our Mishnah. Right, that's how Rav Huna explains our Mishnah. So Amalei Rava La Abaye, it's Kami Yehei Ben Chitzon Lensoy. Okay, so fine. If you're telling me that it looks like a triangle, so how much space can there be, right, between the two cities on the bottom and the one in the middle? So Amalei, he said to him, Alpayim Amos. You get up to 2,000 Amos. 2,000 amos between, if you can imagine the triangle, so it has to be 2,000, the city in the middle has to be within 2,000 amos of the two cities at the bottom. So Rabbi Sabatim, Va'ata Mart Huda Amris, you're the person who says that Kavasa Darava Breda Rava Barahuna Mastavra, Damar Yosra Me'al Paim Amo. So he says, one second, you are the one who said that the point of view of Rava Breda Rava Barahuna made more sense. What did he say? He said in the case where you have this is the daf we learned on Yontif, that if you have a circular city, a city that's shaped like a U, and you want to mark off a tchum, starting from the edge, let's say, of the horseshoe, right, from the flat side, right, you have the round side, let's say it looks like a rainbow, yeah, on the bottom and it's flat, on the top it's round, so you want to start measuring the tchum from the bottom, right, that the parallel, let's say, the two legs of the rainbow where they touch, so you get more than 2,000 amos from the middle, from the arch, all the way to the edge, right? If you draw a line between one side of the city and the other, So, and you measure from the arch to that line, so you get more than 2,000 amos. Right, so why would over here be any different? Again, you have a case where you have two cities and you're trying to reach a third city. It's shaped, again, if you kind of draw a line, it's shaped kind of like this rainbow type thing. Why should it be limited to 2,000 amos? Where it says, Achihashta. Oh, well, those cases are not comparable. Hasam ikabatim, hachal akabatim. Here, what are you talking about? Over there in the case of that city that's shaped like a rainbow. So there are houses the whole way. Right, the city, that's how the city is made up. But hachal akabatim. But here, what are you talking about? There's all this open space between all three cities. They're just arranged in a triangle. So if you have more than 2,000 amos, so that's going to break the connection between all the cities. How much can there be one and the other, meaning the two lower cities on the bottom here, on the bottom part of the triangle? So it says, what are you talking about? How much distance there is? What did we say? We said you slide the middle city in between the other two, and if you have less than 141 amos, so then they're considered connected. And if there's more, so then they're not. What do you mean, how much difference there is? So my nafkalokomino, the culture, it doesn't matter, whatever amount of, right, it could be the city's the size of New York or the city's the size of, I don't know, some village up in upstate. Wait, what's the difference? My culture ilu machni samtoi benehem, if you put the middle city between them, if the ain bengzeleze elameh v'arbay v'achaz v'shulish, right, and you have 141 and a third amos, so then they're together. And if not, so then they're not. So who cares how big the city is? Says, right, even if it's 4,000 amos between the villages, between the cities, somebody in. Abai said, yeah. So the guy says, didn't Rav Huna say, Yisha Surah Kikashas? Again, this is our case. If you have a city that's shaped like a rainbow, if you have less than 4,000 city between, 4,000 amos, excuse me, between the two edges on the bottom, Modzin La Min Hayaser. Then you can measure from the edge, meaning measure the tchum from the loop all the way down. But if it's more than that, then modin lamina keshes. Then you measure the tchum from the back, from the arch, right? Not from the extended area between the two cities. So why would you tell me that in this case they have to be within 4,000 amos? Why can in this case be more than 4,000 amos? Because there, by the case when you have the rainbow city, you can't fill in the space and just measure the tchum from the arch. Here the case is, what do we say? That this halacha, this idea that you slide the middle city down, so that they're viewed as if they go in the row, so that's why you get extra space, because it's as if you're taking that city and sliding it down and sticking it between them. So there's not as much open space as there would be by a case of a city with a rainbow. Okay. Amar Leir of Safar the Rav, Rav Zabsa the Rav, Hani Bnei Akistaphon, if you have these people in the city of Akistaphon, the Rishkina L'Tchuma Mahayisa the Ardashir. Right, he said that apparently the story goes that the city of Akistaphon would take the Tchum from the city of Ardashir. Apparently, again, they combine these two cities of Akistaphon and Ardashir, and they would measure the tchum from the outside of each city. So the Gemara says, but the geography, says the Gemara, didn't really work out because Ha'ika Diglas, because you had the river, the Tigris River, which by the way still exists today. And it's pretty cool that you can Google stuff that they mentioned in the Gemara. You had the Tigris River. The Masafkali Yesem may have Arbayim Ve'achas Shlish, that was in the middle of the two cities and it separated apparently more than the allotted size, right? It was more than 141 plus Amos. So how could you combine these two cities? So Nafach Afkale, so they went out, again, what was the question? Who was it? It was Safra and Ravas. They went out and they said, they showed them Hanach At Mahasa the Shura. See those walls over there? The Mavli the Diglas B'Shiv Ma'am V'Shirayim. Basically, each city had some sort of ruins that got all the way to the city, or some sort of wall or whatever that got all the way to the city, and it was less right into the river. And the difference between the space between those places was 70 amos and a little bit. So meaning that's why. That worked out because you had an extension of each city into the river, and then you had less than 70 amos. So then you can see there was only one one carpet between the cities, and that's how they combine them. Okay, Shkoya Kodor Abosu, we go right there in the Heilige Shas tomorrow. Have a great Yontif. Well, I guess it's still Chol HaMoed. Yeah. My wife asked me what day it is today. I said, it's not Yontif. So, not sure where I am exactly. But either way, Baruch Hashem, with the Seger, it's always exciting. So either way, have a great Chol HaMoed, a great Moed. Moedim L'Simcha, whatever you say, Chag Sameach, and we will schmooze tomorrow.